Could the world be on the crest of a new wave of feminism? Sarah Dowes, the woman who headed up the first Office of Women's Affairs under the Whitlam government, believes so. Yet, she says many things haven't changed since that era. She's spoken with our reporter Alison Branley, who looks back on what's been achieved for women since the 60s and 70s.
Mr. Justice Moore, President of the Commonwealth Conciliation and Arbitration Commission full bench, handed down the equal pay decision to a crowded court this morning. Indeed, there was...
When Australian women's rights campaigner Ada Norris was interviewed after winning the first national equal pay case in Australia in 1969, she made a prediction.
There are all sorts of varieties of equal pay, and this is one which is equal pay for equal work. Well, there are a great many people who may be doing work of equal value.
50 years after the landmark decision, women who took part in the struggle are lamenting that some rights they fought for still haven't been realised. At the time, Australia's arbitration court ruled that women who worked as sausage linkers should get paid the same as male meat workers, and other industries had to follow suit.
And according to the decision, equal pay would not apply in fields where the work was usually performed by females.
But the bigger campaign for equal pay for women in traditionally feminine industries like childcare has continued. Advocates lost an equal pay case for the sector in 2018. Sarah Dowes headed the first Office of Women's Affairs in the Whitlam government.
That was one of the key points of our policy, that childcare workers would get compensated. Women's work has never been valued as much as men's. And that's absolutely the case. It was the case, and that's why they had to reopen the equal pay case in 1972.
But since 1969, there has been plenty of progress. Women now make up almost half the workforce. Nationally, the gender pay gap is at 14.1% and closing. There's been a massive expansion of childcare options. Workplace sexual discrimination policies, a loosening of traditional gender roles. And Australia now has paid parental leave. Sarah Dowes says the Me Too movement has heralded a new wave of feminism, and says even she was shocked by the level of sexual harassment exposed during the campaign.
Women are really speaking up again, but I'm sad that I'm hearing the same things that I heard in the 1970s. And things have changed, but not that much. The big difference to me is that women have far different aspirations for themselves than we did. But the big difference is that they're not being met. And that can make women very angry indeed.
That's women's rights campaigner Sarah Dowes, ending that report by Alison Branley.